This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Lamed Gimel, Omed Beis, two shulchans down from the top. Now this has no connection with the previous, but after a while it comes back to the subject we mentioned above. Yosef Rav Acher bar Rav Abba. He was sitting, Kamed Rav Chista, in the presence of Rav Chista. Yosef Yomah. He was sitting and saying, Mishmei de Rav Yechon. Aloch in the name of Rav Yechon. Anovim shenitmu grapes that became tomei. And wants to make sure that the wine that will press from the grapes won't become tomei. Dorchon, he can press the grapes, poches poches the gebeitzer, less than the size of a beitzer of grapes. It takes each time a bunch of grapes, a group of grapes, which together are less than a gebeitzer. And since it's less than a gebeitzer, it cannot be metame anything. Oichel, less than a kebetzer, cannot be tame anything. Now the grapes are tame already, from before. But he wants to make sure they shouldn't be metame, the juice, the wine that comes out. So he takes a bunch of grapes, less than a kebetzer, and he he squeezes them, less than a kebetzer. The yenon, the wine that comes out, is kosher, even in the sochem, even to pour on the mizbeach. Because the although the grapes are tamei, but since each group of grapes is less than a kebetzer, it cannot be made tamei, the yayin that comes out of the grapes. Because less than a kebetzer oichlin cannot be made tamei, something else. Alma, we see Kosova Rabbi Yechonon holds Mashkin Mipkit Pkidi. Mashkin are collected up inside. It means Mashkin are not considered part of the grapes. The juice inside is like it's inside of a bottle. So therefore the fact that the grape is tamei, but that's a dead sheretz, touch the grape. But the inside of the grape doesn't become tamei. Inside the liquid, inside of the grape is a separate thing. The liquid is not part of the grape. If the liquid had been part of the grapes, when the grape became tamei, it became tamei through and through, including the liquid. But Rabbi Yechonon, we see, holds that the liquid is a separate entity, not part of the grape. So that the grape became tamei, the liquid did not become tamei. The emas komit. When can the liquid that comes out become tamei? The chisoket, when he squeezes it out. When he squeezes it out, then the tamei dike grape comes in contact with the juice, with the wine. But then the chisoket, when he squeezes it out, let us say lishua. The grapes don't have the shia, the amount, to be metame something else, because the grape is less than the kebetzer. Therefore, the grape cannot be metame the wine. See up here. So, then why should he have to be careful to squeeze less than the kebetzer? Kebetzer nami. Let him squeeze the kebetzer also. It means this. The liquid inside, even though we hold, it's a separate entity. It's not part of the grape. But still, the liquid inside helps to give the grape its volume of a kebetzer. So if the grape, if it was the size of a kibbeis, would touch a liquid, the liquid inside of the grape helps the grape have the value of the kibbeis, and it makes the other liquid that would touch, or anything else that touched, tummy. But when he takes a grape that's tummy, or grapes that are tummy, and the size of a kibbeis, and he starts squeezing them out, immediately, as soon as he squeezes out, the wine that comes out of the grape is subtracted from the volume of the grape, so the grape immediately becomes less than the kibbeis. So the grape cannot make tummy the wine that comes out. So why do you have to start out with the less than the kibbeis? You can start out with the whole kibbeis exactly, as soon as you start squeezing it, and that's when the wine comes out and is coming in contact with the grape. But by that time, the grape has already become less than the kibbeis, cannot be metame. So why do you say pollen the kibbeis? A whole kibbeis you can also squeeze out. I explained, now we learn the Mishnah. Tomei mes, a man is tummy. He wasn't that mess, he's tummy. She sochad zeisim anovim, if he's squeezing out olives and grapes. Kibbeisim uchuvenes, if it's exactly kibbeis, the olive and grapes, to her, because when he starts squeezing out the wine that comes out, or the oil that comes out, he now subtracts it from the volume of the grapes. So the grapes now are less than a kibbeis. If it's less than a kibbeis, it cannot be mitame, the juice that comes out. So why did you say you start with less than a kibbeis? You start with a kibbeis too? Say that inside. So the question is, why shouldn't he start out with a whole kibbeis? And when he starts squeezing it, as soon as something comes out of it, it becomes less than the kibbeis, and it cannot be metame, the juice. And it's like, well, you're right. Possum there, the yob, if he did it, it's certainly toya. But hocho here, lachat chile, we don't advise him to do such a risky thing, take exactly a kibbeis. Because we are afraid, because he might come to do it a little more than a kibbeis. And there's a little more than a kibbeis of grapes or olives at a tame. So when he squeezes out a little bit, the olives and the grapes remain the kibbeis. If they start with a little more than a kibbeis to start with, when they squeeze out a little bit of juice, so they're still a kibbeis, so the metame that comes out. So that's why, to play safe, we say you should take less than a kibbeis to make sure. But in the Hanam, you start out precisely with a kibbeis, it would be the same thing. Say that. That was Rabbi Yechanan's shita. So remember, Rabbi Yechanan held that the wine inside of the grapes did not become tamei when the grapes became tamei. Because it's two separate things. Rav Chista said to Rav Ache Bar Avya, who said this in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, he says, "Man, so is the who will obey you?" And Rabbi Yechanan, your Rabbi, means we cannot follow that shita, because Rav Chista holds that the wine inside the grapes is an integral part of the grape; is the grape itself. And therefore, the grape becomes tamei, the water or the juice inside the grape also becomes tamei. Where did the tumah go? As soon as the tamei touched the grape, he touched the wine inside the grape too, because it's all one thing. So therefore, it won't help this eitzah of Rabbi Yechanan to squeeze it out less than a kibbeis, because as soon as it touches it, it becomes tamei. The grape and the wine inside. Say it inside. Just to explain something before we go on. In Rabbi Yechanan's words above, according to the shita, that the wine inside the grape is not part of the grape. Now, when the grape became tame, the grapes became tame. whatever it was, that made them tummy. But it couldn't make the wine inside tummy because the wine wasn't in contact with that thing that made them tummy. The grape was in contact with the tummy, but the wine inside was protected from the tummy by the grape. Should the grape be made tummy, the wine inside can't, because each grape is less than a kibetza. Although there's some more grapes there, and they're all tamarige grapes, but the wine inside, each grape is in contact only with one grape. So therefore the wine cannot be tamarige inside. As soon as it comes out, and let's say there's a big bunch of grapes, and you start squeezing them so the wine is not in contact with a number of grapes, and the grapes are already in the size of a basil, let's say, it'll be metame the wine. But before you squeeze out the grapes, the wine inside is not tummy, even though the grape is tummy, because the wine is in contact with only one grape inside, and each grape is less than a kibetza, and therefore it cannot be metame the wine. That's how Birchenen understands it. So let's say he has a whole basket full of grapes, and dead sherets falls on the grapes. So the grapes become tummy, they're in contact with the dead sherets. But the wine inside the grapes are not in contact with the dead sherets. They're in contact only with each individual grape. And each individual grape is less than a kibetza, and less than a kibetza cannot be made tummy anything. But when you start, suppose you were to squeeze out the basket of grapes, and the juice flows out, and the juice is now in contact with many grapes. Oh, many grapes are the size of a kibetza. It's metame the juice. That's why you take less than a kibetza volume of grapes and put it, each one in a separate bunch and squeeze it out separately. So the juice comes out. It's less than a kibetza of tamadika grapes touching the juice. Less than a kibetza cannot make tamadika the juice. But Rav Chisda comes along and disagrees with the whole foundation. He says when the dead sherets fell on the basket of grapes, it made tummy the grapes and the wine inside, because the wine inside the grapes are grapes. It's part of the grapes. I'll talk about the business and before you go on. But Rav Chisda said nothing will help, because as soon as the dead sherets fell on the basket of grapes and made tummy the grapes, it at the same time made tummy the liquid inside the grapes, because the liquid inside the grapes is part of the grapes. Alma, we see, because Sarah of Chisda holds, mashkin nibbly, what mashkin are absorbed in the grapes. Not yet. They're concealed, like in a bottle. No, they are absorbed in the grapes. Now we have machlekes. Birchen holds mashkin nibbly, they're concealed inside the grapes, not part of the grape. Even though the grape became tummy, the mashkin inside doesn't become tummy. And the grape to make tummy, the mashkin inside can't, because each grape is less than a kibetza. But with the pistol holes, mashkin are absorbed, they're part of the grape. And therefore, when the dead shepherds are tummy, the grapes, so, b'chiven de itmu lo uchle, if the food, the solid of the grape became tummy, itmu le mashkin. The mashkin is simultaneous, and say, also tummy. But the mashkin are part of the inside of the grape. Say that. Oh, Malay, so Rav Ache Bahavi said to Rav Chisda, Ah, Lord Tisbray, and you don't hold the mashkin, the mashkin are concealed in the grapes, like Rav Yehuda said, and they didn't become tummy, but the grapes became tummy. You don't believe it? You don't follow that? You say the grapes, when they became tummy, together with the grapes, the mashkin also became tummy. But now learn the Mishnah. Tmei mes shesochad zeisim v'anovim kibetzim mechuvenes toire. We learned that above. If he squeezes exactly a kibetzim, it's toire. Now, we learned above according to Rav Yechanan, what his pshat in the Mishnah is, that the mashkin inside is toire, because inside the grape, the mashkin is in contact only with one grape, it's less than the kibetza. It can't be metami, the masculine sign. When does it become a tummy? When he squeezes it out. But now it's in contact with the tummy and you get grapes. But since the whole mass of grapes is together less than a kibetze, it's only a kibetze exactly, so as soon as a drop of juice comes out of the grapes, that mass is now less than a kibetze. And therefore, it has lost the power to be mitami, the mashki inside. That's how we have learned pshat. Say it once more before we go on. Just to note, we hold, we're following the shita, that oichlin cannot be mitame anything else unless oichlin or the side of the kibetze. But to be mekabel tume, to become tume, even less than the kibetze can become tame. Anything that touches an oichel, even if it's less than the kibetze, can become tame. We're following that shita. Now, so according to Rabbi Yechon, we understand that Mishnah. But to the Amit, you, of his, if you hold, no, Mishnah, this is right, if you would hold like Rabbi Yechon said, Mipkid Pkidi Maskim, are concealed inside the oichel, Mishimokhiter, that's why they're Torah. But the tume that made the oichel tame did not make the mashkim tummy. And when they start squeezing out, so the mashkim now, when they're subtracted from the echel becomes less than the kibetze, and less than the kibetze cannot be metame, the mashkim. That's how we learn. That's according to Rabbi Yechon, this Mishnah is good. If you say, mibli, mashkim, are absorbed, they're part of the echel, so why do you have to wait to squeeze to see if the mashke becomes tame? Then you say it can't become tame because echel is now less than the kibetze. Who cares? When the echel became tame originally, the mashke also became tame originally. Why should the mashke be toya? Even though the echel, by squeezing it out, becomes less than the kibetze, we don't care. We don't need that the echel should make the mashke tame. The mashke became tame originally. When the tumet touched the echel, made the echel tame, made the mashke also tame, because the mashke and the echel won. Say that. Oh, my life, here's the answer. How did you learn pshat in that Mishnah? Ha'chav b'mayaskinen, ba'anovim shalohukshu. The anovim were not mukshah. They weren't even tame yet. Although Tmei Mes is handling them, these grapes didn't become tame because they were not mukshah. All oichlin, in order to be capable of becoming tummy, have to be wedded at one time as some mashkin. And they were never wedded, these grapes. It's after they've been plucked from the vine, they're never wedded. They were not mukshah like kabotum. That's why they're not tummy. Now they could become mukshah when they come in contact with wine, even their own juice. That would be mukshah then. Now, Amas. When they become mukshah, the kabel tumen, the chisoka, when he squeezes them out. So now the grapes are becoming in contact with juice, their own juice, makes a difference, juice, and the juice is mukshah, the kabel tumen. And now they can become tame from the tamez that's squeezing them. But chisoka, when he squeezes out, since he only started with exactly a kibetze of grapes, when he squeezed out, botzul ishura, and the wine goes out of the grapes are now less than the shia of the kibetze. And therefore, less than the shia of the kibetze, all this mekabel tumet, but not mekabel hechsha. That's what Tesla learned pshat. To become mukhsha has to be a kibetze. So, had wine come upon the grapes, before he squeezed them out, the grapes would become tummy because the tummy mess is handling them. But the tummy mess is handling the dry grapes when they're the size of a kibetze. But since they're dry, they weren't hushed to a kabel tumen. As soon as they squeeze them out, they come in contact with the liquid. That's the time when they could become mukshah. But now the liquid goes out of them, the grapes are less than the volume of a kibetze, and therefore they're not in the kabel hechsha. That's why it's toya seder. It's self-understood, it's a big grape, and that the tumet is squeezing from this side, the juice squeezes out from the other side. It doesn't touch the juice. He's squeezing out a grape, and the juice squirts out from the other side. But the tamei is not touching the juice. If he touched the juice, then it would become tamei. He's just squeezing the dry grape. He's squeezing the grape. It's a big grape. A soul-dicky grape. Give it a squeeze. And the other side, the juice squirts out. He doesn't touch the juice. The grape is in contact with the juice. But by the time he gives a clutch, squeeze, and the juice goes out, the grape is already less than a kibetzer. Less than a kibetzer, the grape cannot be kombucha or kabel tumi from the juice. Let's explain to their neighbors. It's simple. We're going further. Once more. A fist of shot is in the Mishnah of a kebetzer, exactly, of grapes. Let's say he took a handful of grapes, kebetzer. He's a tummy mess, but he can't make the grapes tummy, but they're not mushal kabatumar, of Chizda said. They're giving him a squeeze, and the juice starts squirting out from the other side, which is not touching the juice. So now the kebetzer, exactly which he had to start with, becomes less than a kebetzer as soon as the juice leaves them. They're less than a kebetzer. And although the juice leaves them, they're in contact with their juice. The juice cannot be mafshia, less than a kebetzer, a couple two, not muksha. That's a fist of shot. Say once more to your neighbors, there's not a portion in the house. Now, Al-Chista wants to prove his point that the juice inside is part of the grape. And the grape becomes tamei, the juice becomes tamei too. Let's say you have a basket full of grapes, and the basket, and the dead shell, let's say, falls on the basket of grapes, the juice inside is tamei too. The Elohim, he won't say so. Now we go back to what we learned last time. All the time, this that we learned in the Baisa. He said, why, if you separate tumi from chametz, on pace as no good, because you have no benefit from it, all the moze doime, what is it compared to? The tumi is tusim ba'anovim. Tumi of fruits and grapes that have only juice. A tumi of olive oil, you can use, even as tumi, it's still useful because you can do it, use it for fuel, to illumination in the lamp. But the juice of grapes, if it's tamei, what good is it? So the tumi of tusim has only juice that's good for drinking. And if tamei, is no good at all. Shinitmo, shein lo bo lo heter achila, you can't eat it. Tumi tamei, nobody can eat. Lo heter asoka, you can't use it for fuel because it's no good for fuel. So therefore, if he separates tumi from tusim anovim and atame, that tumi is no good. That's the more I said above. You cannot make tumi from tusim anovim tumeim, because they're no good for anything. You have to give something to the kohen. This is nothing, it's worthless. If you made tumi and it became tumi subsequently, it's a different story. But to start out with tumi, tumeo, of such things that are not for any use at all, then there's not tumi to start with. And he asked, why not? Or heter achil namis be Rabbeinu, according to Rabbeinu, they say heter to eat also. Even though the grapes are tamei, you separate them in little bunches, less than a kibetzer. The boy dorechlu, he can squeeze them out, pachas pachas the kibetzer, and the juice will be tamei. Because less than a kibetzer of grapes that are tamei cannot make tamei the juice. So here's a way that the juice is perfectly kosher. So why can't you make tumi from tamidike grapes? According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the grapes inside, the wine inside, is not tumi, because the grapes become tumi. It's protected, like inside of a bottle. So then why shouldn't you be able to make use? You take this tusim remaining and separate in little bunches, less than a kibetzer, and you squeeze them out, and the wine that comes out is perfectly toyer. Say that. So we see from this that the juice inside became tummy. When the grape became tummy, the juice became tummy. That's why it's useless. You can't do anything with it. Omar Lovis says no proof. We can say like a birchan, but mashkin mipkin pkidi. And inside the grape, the juice is still toya. So why is it tumis tasim anovim are worthless? Why can't you say you could squeeze them out less than a kebesa, like Abchista said? Gzeiro, it's only midrabanan that's worthless. Alpidin, we could squeeze them out like Abchista would say, squeeze them out less than a kebesa, and the juice inside would be, comes out would be toya. Gzeiro, dilboshi, behule de takole. He'll come to a takole. It means, since he can't squeeze them all at once, as I squeeze them gradually, a little bunch at a time, so it'll come to pass that some days will have to go by before you can squeeze them all out. And since it's in a house, you'll have tumat tmei in a house, so it might be an nichshel, and somebody might come to him by accident to use it, to eat it. So therefore, since it's something you cannot use right away, you have to squeeze out gradually, a little at a time, we're afraid it'll come to a michshel. That's why you cannot make trumo for tusan lo vintmeya. This you have to understand, however, midaraisa would be good. Only the rabbonon, they don't permit you to use it. And still, even because only with the rabbonon, you can't make trumo for tusan lo vintmeya. Even it's only with the rabbonon, the difficulty here. The rabbonon won't let you do that. If you cannot make tumah, if you did, it's not called tumah. Even with that, Rabbanu says it's not called tumah. Say that. Omar Abaye, Omi Chayshin Le Takole. Are we afraid of a michshel? Do you find such things? For a time you learn the Bereisim, Madbikin, you can use for fuel the pas, bread or shemen oil, shel tumah shenidma. You can have tumat tmei in the house. You're not burning it all at once. Using it gradually for fuel. Why aren't you afraid that it'll come to eat the partial tumat tmei or the shemen of tumat tmei? I'm not afraid of a michshel. Or malei, so always said that's different. Pas, if it's tumat tmei, and once you keep it for fuel, zorik lei beinis, it throws it among the wood. So once you throw it among the wood, it becomes mias and dirty among the firewood, and therefore the dog shas, anybody will come to eat it. Shemen shel tumah or melebechay moish, he keeps it in a chamber pot, in a dirty pot, and nobody will come to use that shemen. But for the grapes, if you're keeping the grapes to squeeze out gradually, they're not going to put the grapes in a chamber pot. When they squeeze out the grapes, to get the wine out of them. And you're keeping them like you keep grapes. And therefore somebody will come to be nichshel and eating the grapes of tumat tmei. Say that. He's going to talk about what you mentioned, Agaburcha. Madlikin be'pas u'be'shemen shel tumat shenidmas. Abaye, Omar, Abaye said what he said soon. It doesn't say what he's saying now. Soon it tells what he said. In the name of Chizkia. And Rabbi said, the Bey Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Moshe, or Bar Avunah. They both said the same thing. Lo Shon, when did we learn this? That it's mutter to keep it for the purpose of fuel, pas of tumat meya, ela pas. Avochiti, but wheat? Of tumat tmeya, even though you want to use it for fuel, lo, can't keep it. Shema yovo v'endi dei takola, because wheat, even though you throw it in a dirty place among the wood, wheat is never clean. First you take it out, and then you have to wash it off and grind it, so therefore, it'll come to be nichshel with the wheat. So wheat of tumat tmeya, even though it's keeping it for fuel, it's awesome. Bread of tumat tmeya, once you throw it in a dirty place, it's moos. But wheat doesn't become moos. And Rabbi Yehonah Afil Lechiti, even wheat you can keep of tumat tmeya, as long as you're keeping it for fuel. Fregmar Amai, how can you keep it? Let's be afraid. Dilmoosi Bolei Dakar Kola, will come to a michshel and eat that wheat. And to the Gemara, Rabbi Yehonah, puts a condition. Kidama Rabash, it's in a different case. Bishalikte or meist, if it was cooked into a porridge, a mush, and it became mose, you take that mush and put it in a chamber pot, or hanami, bishalikte meist. So therefore, when can you keep wheat or tumet maya? Not in, as wheat. That's a sakonah, because people might forget that it's tumet maya and come to eat it. But you have to cook it into a porridge or mush and put the mush into a dirty keli, and then nobody will ever come to use it. Where do we learn Rav Ashi's statement where he said, Shlik to mis aho, the following, Omar Rabbi Yitzhak, Aveshol Gabol Shol Beis Rebbe. He was the one who used to knead, K-N-E-A-D, the dough in the house of Rebbe. Now that was necessary to find a Talmid Chochem who would do things betahara, because they ate everything with betahara. And he used to heat the hot water, b'chit, and he used the fuel to heat the hot water, shol tumat mei. He used to buy up from Kehanim, tumat mei, a sheep, and he used it for fuel. Lo lushben isa betahara, in order that to make the hot water to cook, to knead the dough betahara. Now, what that, the whole story is not necessary except for that one little part, that they used for fuel chitin shal truma tzmeya. Now, Rebbe wasn't a kohen; he couldn't burn up truma, but he used to buy up truma tzmeya from kahanim because it's worthless for them. And in Rebbe's house, they used it for fuel. So the question, Ma, how can you keep it for fuel? Nechaz, let's be afraid. Dil moshi gulei takola. They'll come to be nichshol by that wheat of truma tzmeya and eat it. Since it was boiled into a porridge and put in a mizakeli, then the nochshash. It became a porridge, and it hardened after a while. It became like pieces of dried cardboard, and therefore nobody would think of eating it because in a mizakeli thing. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051. Or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.